Well, if you talk to anybody who went to Heights High School when I went to Heights High School, you'll hear the same story. The thing we all focus on, because I hear it when I go to reunions, it's the thing we remember most. We had separate pools for the girls and the boys. The girls' pool is now, it was the transition school. I'm not quite sure what it is now. It was covered over. But the girls, and in those days, girls wore blue suits. Everybody wore a blue, like, jumper, bloomers kind of suit for gym. And for swim class, you all had to take a swimsuit out of the bin and put it on. And if it wasn't your size, oh well. And that's what you swam in for that day. And you had swimming, I think, for 6 weeks. I think all of our swimming sections were 6 weeks long. So every day you went to swimming. And the boys got the big pool, the new pool, the boys' pool. And the boys had the same situation, grab a swimsuit out of the bin. Well, if by the time you were in eighth period, the bin might be empty. So the boys had to swim nude. Even if there were, you know, that's just the way it was. Since they were separated, that's what they did. The girls, if they were out of suits, did not have to do that. But that's a big memory of being separated like that and giggling over the stories of the swimsuits. Is you'll hear people of my era talk about that at all their reunions. We all, you know, that's a big part of it.